我们谢谢敬拜团班我们献的诗歌。
Thank you so much for the worship team and the choir to offer such wonderful worship for us.
我们要来看一下今天早上的经文。
So let's take a look at the scriptures today.
周报上是格林多前书三章十五章三到十节。
In the bulletin is printed 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 3-10.
我们要来看这段经文我们先来读一下好我们就念英文的我们请各位姐妹念英文的大家中文的就跟着看
So I'm going to read the English verses But what I received I passed on to you as the first importance that Christ died for your sins according to the scripture that he was buriedthat he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born.For I am the least of the apostles and do not even deserve to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. And by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was without effect. Was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你早晨带领我们一起来敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that this morning you lead us praising to you.
这是你复活的主日。
Lord, this is the Sunday you resurrected.
两千多年前，你为我们成就这救恩。
2,000 years ago, you have accomplished the salvation for us.
你不但为我们死。
Not only have you died for us.
你更是复活，叫我们知道有这个复活的盼望。
But you also resurrected, so that we know there is this hope of resurrection.
我们也为着今天，我们在我们早晨有两位弟兄在我们当中受浸。
And Lord, we also praise your name for this morning. We're going to have two brothers among us to be baptized.
他们要受浸，是因为他们在你里面得着一个新的生命。
They're going to be baptized because they have begotten this new life in you.
那是一个复活的新生命。
And this is a new life of resurrection.
我们感谢你，祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
Lord, we thank you and we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
有时候做事情就会忘了，刚刚站上来就不晓得说诗班还要献诗。
So sometimes I will confuse myself and then I didn't realize that the choir has to offer their praises first.
以前人家看我说你是不是大学生?
So I used to be mistaken for college students.
那我就说不是了,我已经很老了。
And I would tell them, no, I'm actually of age.
那刚开始我总是觉得自己为什么样子长不大。
So I initially was always wondering why I didn't grow older.
90年代的时候跟那些访问学者这个讲话的时候传福音的时候没人理我。
So in the 1990s, when I was sharing the gospel with visiting scholars, none of them would pay attention to me.
我看起来像是个大学生然后不晓得在做什么。
Because I looked to them as a college student, and I don't know how I looked to you.
那现在已经不行了，这个脑筋已经快不行了
However,
眼睛也开始花了。
However, I'm pretty sure that I'm getting more and more of age, and then I'm losing my vision is getting worse as well.
然后就在想说，这个我们人生到底是活着做什么
？And so, I start think about what is the purpose of our life.
今天我们看的这个经文呢，讲到说耶稣复活。
So the scriptures we've read just now is talking about the resurrection of Jesus.
今天是复活节。
And today is the Easter Sunday.
我们要谈我们复活的盼望。
And we're talking about the hope of resurrection.
将来我们有每一个信主的人都有一个盼望，就是复活的盼望。
And in the future, every one of us who are believers, we have this hope of resurrection.
所以当我们身体衰老的时候，我们这个盼望让我们继续往前走。
So when our physical body are fading away, this hope of resurrection keeps us moving forward.
我会很简单的讲一些福音的我们的盼望。
So I'm going to briefly talk about the hope of in the gospel.
我们今天念的这段经文呢，从第三节说到说，我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说。为我们的罪死了，四节说圣，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
So verse 3 and 4, for what I received I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures.
福音是什么？
What is gospel?
福音在这第三、第四节讲得很清楚。
So it is very clearly stated in verses 3 and 4.
你看这第三节中文说第一，你常常看到圣经里面讲第一就没有第二，你继续找看下去就没有讲第二。
So in verse 3 it is talking about the Chinese is number 1 and then the English is of first importance. And when you read down there is actually no second point from Paul. So there is only one but not two.
所以他这里强调的不是说有一二，他这里强调是说最重要的。
So what is emphasized here is not actually one or two, but is emphasizing the most important.
今天我传给你的福音，保罗说，第一最重要的就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬，第三天又复活。
So what Paul said here is that of the first importance is that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures.
什么是最重要？
What is the most important thing?
什么叫做最重要的？
What does it mean by of first importance?
不可以少的东西，是不是？
Indispensable, right?
保罗为什么在这里讲到说最重要的是耶稣基督为我们的罪死了埋葬了第三天复活
Why Paul said here that of the most important is that Jesus Christ died for us on the cross, he was buried, and that he resurrected on the third day.
保罗在这里对哥林多的教会基督徒讲的，他不是跑到街头上面去对这个还没有听过福音的人讲的，他对基督徒说，最重要的是耶稣为我们的罪死、埋葬并且复活。
So Paul, the audience of this letter is the believers, the Christians in the Church of Corinthians, and he's not talking, you know, on the street to non-believers or just passersby, but he was talking to those Christians. What is the most important thing of gospel?
你觉得他为什么对基督徒要讲？那么简单的东西。
Why do you think? What is the reason why that Paul talked to Christians such simple principles?
每一天你来周末的时候来查经的时候，然后我们都告诉你最重要的就是耶稣为我们的罪死，然后埋葬，第三天复活。
So every time you come to church to join the Bible study, and we re-emphasize to you again and again, okay, of the first importance is that Jesus died for us, buried and resurrected on the third day.
为什么这个那么重要？
Why this is so important?
那从哥林多前书这里一章第一章一直讲到十四章，然后来到第五章，他最后讲说最重要的就是这一个。
So Paul in this letter, he started in chapter 1 all the way to chapter 14. And then even chapter 15, he's still talking about this.
原因是因为基督徒有时候也忘记了我们的信仰最重要的是什么。
Because Christians, sometimes we also forget what is the most important principle of our faith.
我们想说 最重要的可能是我的生活。
So we might think that the most important thing is our lives.
如果生活过得不如意，神没有帮我，这个信仰就不要了。
If our life is miserable and God is not helping us, then I can just forsake this religion.
我们忘了，我们福音最主要的内容乃是耶稣基督为我们的罪死了、埋葬了，并且复活。
We have forgotten that the most important thing of the gospel is that Jesus died for our sin. He was buried, and then he was raised up again.
我们看第一跟第二节，我打在上面了哈。
So let's take a look at verses 1 and 2.
第一跟第二节，他说：“弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们，知道这福音你们也领受了，又靠着。”站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，就能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。
Now, brothers, I wanted to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain.
那在这里讲呢？几点啊？他说这个福音是你们领受的。
So there are several points that Paul included in the statement. First is that this gospel you have received.
而且你们是靠这个福音今天能够站立得住。
And because of which you are able to stand.
而且你是因着这个福音得救。
And because of the gospel you were saved.
所以这个福音是我们所领受的。而且我们是靠着他，今天我们在地上的生活可以站立得住，而且我们是靠着这个福音得救。
So this gospel, we have received this gospel, and because of the gospel that we can stand on this gospel to live our earthly life, and we were saved by this gospel.
然后他这里面又说，你只要持守我传给你们的，守住这个，守住这个福音。
And Paul continued that you have to hold fast to this gospel.
你就怎么样？不会突然相信。
And then you will not believe in vain.
所以耶稣基我们圣经的福音很简单。
So the gospel is very simple.
是什么？就是耶稣基督为我们的罪死，并且复活。
What is the gospel? It is that Jesus died for our sins, and then he was raised up again.
如果你明白这个真理，你相信这个真理，你领受这个真理，你体会这个真理的话，你就能够靠着这个福音，今天你面对所有的困难，你都能够站立得住。
So if you truly receive the gospel, you accept it, and you believe in it, and you stand on it, then any difficulties in your life cannot stop you.
并且我们能够因着这个福音而得救。
And because of this gospel, we can be saved.
相信吗？
Do you believe?
相不相信？
Do you believe?
有人点头。
Some of them, I see some of you nodded your head.
那你就把这三点带回家。
So take the 3 points back to home.
面对你所有生活的问题。
And to use this to face all your life's trouble.
你可以靠着他站立得住，并且得救。
And you can stand on it and be saved.
不相信。
Do you believe?
真的？那么简单？
Is that simple?
我在想说，我们很多人真的不知道，如果你真的能够体会基督为我们复活的话，什么都不怕了。
And I'm afraid that a lot of you are still not very clear. If you truly believe in what Jesus has accomplished for you, then you will have no fear in you.
等一下我们会继续谈。
Later we're going to talk more about this.
然后他在这个第后面的第14、17、19节，我没有把它打出来19节可能有打出来哈。那你们可以看一下这个在17、18节17-19节。
If you can turn to verses 17-19.
那他在这里讲的是什么呢？如果耶稣基督没有复活，我们所传的就是 完然的。
So Paul's point here is that if Jesus hasn't resurrected, our preaching is in vain.
我们所信的也是徒然的。
And our faith will be in vain.
我们仍然在罪里头。
And that we will still be in our sins.
我们只有今生有指望。
And that we will only have hope in this life only.
今生有指望的就比什么众人更可怜。
And if we have only hope in this life, then we are more miserable than the rest of mankind.
我对已经信主的弟兄姐妹问个问题。
So I have a question for those who have already believed in the gospel.
我们信耶稣是为了什么？
What is the purpose of our belief?
如果只是为了今生有指望的话，我们就比众人更可怜。
So if it's just for this life only, then we'll be actually more miserable than the others.
是不是？
True?
没有点头的。是。你有没有感觉到有时候说，诶，不是这样子的？
And, do you have any doubts from time to time that this is actually not the case?
如果说信耶稣只是讲到将来的话，而今生还是受苦的话，那我很可怜。
So if believe in Jesus is just talking about in the future and in this life I'm still miserable, then it's not really nice.
你注意看的话，你听人家的祷告，听听自己的祷告的话，你可能会有时候会在想说，我们信耶稣真的就只是为了今生有指望吗？
So if you listen to the prayers of others, if youActually pay attention to the prayers of yourself, and you probably will start to wonder, okay, so is it if we only have hope in the life today, are we very miserable?
真的很多时候我们的祷告里面你听一听，你就会注意到我只求今生有指望。
So if you really pay attention to the prayers, you will find that all the prayers are just focusing on this life.
我们很少想到说将来的这个盼望。
And seldom do we actually look forward to the future hope.
我们很少让将来的盼望来影响我们今天的生活。
And seldom do we allow the hope for the future to influence the life we're living now.
我们只讲到今生要有指望，今天神要怎么帮助我过今天的生活，明天神要怎么解决我的问题，后天神怎么帮我找到工作，在后天神怎么让我得到身份，在过后天神怎么让我找到太太先生，然后有小孩，然后小孩长大，然后有好的学校，然后有好的大学，然后有好的工作，然后有好的孙子孙女。
Okay, and then so our prayers is just focusing on how we're going to live today, how we're going to solve the problem tomorrow, how are we going to find a job the day after tomorrow, and then the day after tomorrow's tomorrow, how are we going to get married, find a wife, and how are we going to have children and our children's children. There is just no hope in this.
然后我们就觉得这个才是真的盼望。
And, but we took this as the real hope.
我们才觉得这个是真的信耶稣的福分。
And we think this as the true blessing of believing in Christ.
所以我们传福音的时候，我们就告诉人说信耶稣真好啦。
So that's why when we spread the gospel, we will tell others that this is the blessing if you can really believe in the gospel.
它让你精神不孤单。
It will solve your loneliness. It will make you not lonely anymore in your current life.
它解决你的问题。
It's going to solve your problems.
它让你精神很快乐。
It's going to give you happiness in this life.
保罗在这里说，我们若靠基督，只是在今生有指望的话，就算比众人更可怜。
So Paul said, actually, if it's only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men.
为什么比众人更可怜？
Why we will be pitied more than all men?
有没有想过这个问题？
Have you ever thought of this question?
因为对保罗来说，信耶稣要做什么？
Because to Paul, what does it mean to be a Christian?
要受苦。
To be persecuted.
要受死。
And to be to face death.
受苦受死。
To be persecuted and to face death.
那你说这个福音有什么好处？
So what is the benefit of the gospel?
福音的好处就是有一位基督 为我们的罪死了，并且复活。
So the benefit of gospel is that there is this Christ who died for us and who resurrected.
复活必须是我们的盼望。
And the resurrection should be our hope.
复活必须是我们每一天所渴慕的一个盼望。
And resurrection has to be the hope that we long for every single day.
哥林多教会很多问题。
There are many problems with the Church of Corinthians.
有纷争的问题。
They have conflict.
有道德的问题。
They have moral issues.
有服事当中谁大谁小的问题。
And they are arguing about who's bigger and who's in their ministry.
那保罗到了最后几章的时候，他讲到最根本的一个问题，就是说。这个复活的盼望不在你们的信仰当中的一个最重要的地位的时候，就一大堆问题出现。
So coming to the end of this letter, Paul actually pointed out if this resurrection hope is not in the most important place of your belief, then there will be just so many problems in your church.
所以今天要讲的是复活，是那将来的事情，是那永恒的事情，而且是那我们今天必须要清楚明白，必须要体会的事。
So this resurrection is the things for the future, the things for eternity, and also the things that we have to believe, and we have to believe now and then.
不是等到你三四十岁，或者六七十岁，或者八九十岁的时候才去想的。
It's not you cannot just wait till your 30s or 40s or 60s or 70s or even 80s or 90s.
我讲三四十岁，因为我们在我们当中有青少年，他们觉得三四十岁很老。
So I'm saying 30s to 40s because we have youth among us today, and then 30s to 40s seems to be pretty old.
但是我们觉得我们很年轻。
However, we still think that we're young.
所以我们不是等到将来。很老的时候，我们才去想这些事情。
So we should not wait till we are older, start to think about these things.
耶稣基督有没有真的复活
？Is Jesus Christ indeed been raised？
有没有？刚刚讲的这一点呢，就是讲到说，保罗说我传给你们的福音，你们领受了。你们靠着这个站立得住，你们要持守我所传的，也就是说，我们今天在这里所传的真理，最主要的一部重要的一个部分，就是耶稣复活。耶稣复活不是一个比喻，不是一个神话，必须是一个事实。我们的基督徒的信仰才有目的才能站立得住。
So Paul said, on this gospel you are going to stand, which I have given to you and you have received. And Jesus Christ has indeed been raised from the dead. So that's how you're going to believe in the gospel. And this is going to be the purpose of your life.
基督的复活不是只是给我们一个盼望，它如果不是历史的事实的话，它整个信仰是没有意义的。
The resurrection of Jesus is not just going to give us this hope. If it's not based on real historical events, there is no meaning in it.
我们不是说人面对死亡，然后希望能够复活，然后就想出一个耶稣复活的道理来。
It is not that we're going to die and that we come up with this illusion that, okay, we're going to have resurrection in the future. This is not the base of Christianity.
圣经说呢，是耶稣基督来了，他复活了，是因为他的复活，我们才有复活的盼望。
According to the scriptures, Jesus came and he died and resurrected. Because of his resurrection, that we can have this hope of our resurrection.
基督教的这个信仰是一个以历史事实做根据的。
The faith and the belief of Christianity is based on historical events.
不是我们自己乱来猜想出来的。
And not just not based on our own illusions.
所以你还没有信耶稣的话，你最简单的一个方式就是把这个圣经的历史的这个事实把它证明出来说是虚假的，那你就把圣经推翻了。
So if you're not a believer yet, the best way for you to study that is to really study the historical events in the Bible and try to overthrow these historical events. And then you can overthrow this Bible.
如果你没有办法推翻，如果这是一个事实的话，你就要面对另外一个问题：耶稣复活了，我要怎么去面对那将来的死亡以后的这个结局？
If you cannot overthrow, prove that the facts in the Bible is wrong, then you have to face another issue. So if Jesus has really risen from the dead, how am I going to believe in this gospel?
我就稍微讲一下，通常我们会讲到耶稣复活，我们能够给的证据。
So I'm just briefly talking here some of the evidence of Jesus' resurrection.
那很明显的。今天除非耶稣再来再死一次复活给你看，要不然的话你没有办法实际上看到一个证据。
So very obviously if Jesus doesn't come again and die again and resurrect in front of you again, there's no way that you can see with your own eyes of his resurrection.
但是我们可以从圣经里面所描述的，从历史的这个文献当中来思考这个问题。
But we can look from what is recorded in the Bible and from the historical records to study his resurrection events.
经文说，在第五节说，耶稣基督保罗告诉哥林多教会说耶稣复活了，然后第五节他马上就把证据讲出来。
So Paul told the Church of Corinthians that Jesus resurrected, and in verse 5,He immediately presented the evidence.
他说，耶稣复活之后，显给基法看，又显给十二个使徒看。
So he said, Jesus, after he was raised, he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12.
在早期的时候，这个耶稣复活的信息是他们所传福音里面最主要的信息。
So in the beginning, the resurrection of Jesus is the main message of their evangelism.
如果你去看的话，《使徒行传》里面，你看每一篇讲到福音的信息里面，都有一点就是耶稣复活。
So in almost every event recorded in the book of Acts, is recorded the resurrection of Jesus.
最早期这个教会传的时候，就是传耶稣复活这件事情。
So the early churches, what they are preaching is, when they are preaching, they're preaching the resurrection of Jesus.
也传耶稣复活在早期是没有任何益处的，只有坏处，害处。
There's no benefit of preaching the resurrection of Jesus, but only would bring them trouble.
为什么会有害处？
Why is it was bringing them trouble?
因为罗马他们把耶稣钉在十字架之后，他们把耶稣放在这个坟墓里面，他们的石头放在这个坟墓的门口之后，他把它封起来。马太福音27章说他把它封起来了。
Because the Roman government, they after Jesus was crucified, they put him in the tomb and then sealed it with a big rock.
它封起来的时候是说有封住，不是只是关起来啊。
So it's according to the book of Matthew, chapter 27, they did not just lock put the rock in front of the entrance of the tomb. They actually sealed it.
那这个。中国以前他们把你的门封住，就贴两个大大字条啊。
So in China, when they sealed your door, they would put two big stripes in front of your door.
罗马这个政府也有方式把它这个封住了。
And the Roman Empire, they also have their way of sealing the entrance.
它封住了，是代表这是罗马的这个权力，这是罗马的这个政府的这个权威啊。
So the seal represents the authority and then the power of the Roman government.
如果你要讲述要去偷尸体的话，这个是要受死的哈。
So if you want to steal the corpse, the body, you are going to die.
然后有一大堆的十二个门徒跑到街头上去，整天传说耶稣复活了，不要命。
So the 12 apostles, they go to the street and then, they preach the resurrection of Jesus. They are actually risking their lives.
所以在这个1783这个是他的出生到这个53年啊，博士，这个 Simon Greenleaf 是一个律师。
So Simon Greenleaf, who was a lawyer, born in 1783 and died on 1853.
他是哈佛大学的这个法律系的教授。
And he was actually a professor of the Harvard Law School.
他就想说，基督徒整天讲耶稣复活，我就去来证明，从圣经里面啊，来根据他所讲的故事啊，来证明说这是一个虚假的故事。
So because the Christians were talking about the resurrection of Jesus all the time, this professor, he was trying to prove that all these records of Jesus' resurrection was wrong.
所以你知道这个，有时候我们做父母的很厉害，小孩子讲说谎的时候，我们不需要知道真正发生什么事情，单单问他，根据他讲的故事就知道他是不是说谎啊。
So if you're a parent, you're actually a very so when your kids are talking are lying to you, even without checking the real facts, you will be able to through the conversation know that if they are lying.
所以他有很多这个他们还不够成熟，想得不够周到，还不会想到说我们会想到什么，所以他们讲的话有时候上文不接下文的，我们马上就看穿了，你说谎。
So when the kids are, because they are not as mature, and then they are not not able to think through the context. So when they are lying, you will be able to tell instantly when they are lying.
所以这个法官呢，他也想说这个教授呢，他也想说，我就根据我这个法律系里面的这个学问来去审查圣经里面所传的。
So this professor, he thought that he could use the law, the legal knowledge that he has to scrutinize if the records in the Bible is true.
然后他就面对一个问题。
So he has this issue.
他面对到这个问题，就是说，为什么这些门徒们竟然在这种情况之下去传耶稣复活的真理？
So he was bewildered by this question. Why under these circumstances were the apostles and disciples were still willing to spread the gospel?
他们为什么要遭人的这个藐视，受人的欺压，被人家毁谤，被人家迫害，被人家鞭打，被人家关在监里的这个情况之下去传这些福音？
Why were they still willing to spread the gospel when they were persecuted or imprisoned or scourged or even killed?
到底有什么好处？
What is the benefit for them?
他找不出有任何的一个好处。
You couldn't find anything, any benefit for them.
因为如果耶稣不是真的是从死里复活的话，这些人哪里来的胆量去传这个福音？
Because if Jesus did not resurrect from the tomb, where did their courage come from?
如果耶稣没有复活的话，他们从哪里来的这个肯定，坚持持守而去不改变的去传这个福音？
If Jesus did not resurrect from the tomb, where does that perseverance and their courage came from?
如果他们只是想要欺骗人的话，然后欺骗人肯定是为了某一些好处的话，又看不出他们有任何的一个好处，为什么他们要这样子的去传？
If their purpose was just to deceive other people, which didn't really bring any benefit to them, why did they still wanted to share the gospel?
如果他们真的只是糊涂了，以为耶稣真的复活了，就迷信这样子去传的话，那长期的破坏下来，为什么没有人怀疑他们自己所信的耶稣复活的真理？
If they were confused about the resurrection of Jesus, but they still preached the resurrection of Jesus, and after so many years of persecution, why did they not start to doubt?
所以对这个法律系的这个教授，他的证据就是这些使徒们，十二个使徒，他们既然是这样子的为我们的主摆上生命。
So the law school professor, to him, the evidence was the life of the disciples.
Chuck Colson, Chuck Colson 是一个基督徒，是我们近代的一个基督徒。
Chuck Colson. is a Christian of more recently.
那他是早期还没信主之前呢，他是跟一个总统做事的哈。
So before he was converted, he was administrator of a president.
你们知道他跟谁做事吗？
Which president do you know he worked for?
他跟 Nixon 做事。
President Nixon.
你知道 Nixon 发生什么事吗？
What kind of event did Nixon have?
水门事件啊。
Watergate.
然后水门事件这个爆出来的时候呢，他就说那时候呢，总统呢把他所有最信任的十个人找来。
So when the Watergate event broke out, the president called the 10 people he trusts most.
那他们把他召集起来的时候，就告诉他们说，我们的故事要一样，不能够有不一样，这样子呢，我们可以把这件事情遮盖过去。
So President Nixon told these 10 people that we have to be consistent among ourselves with the stories, so that we can cover it up.
所以呢，他们就弄出一个谎言，然后十个人就这个都同意了，我们就忠于这一个谎言。
So they came up with this lie, and everybody agreed to be consistent on this lie.
可是后来这个全国的这个压力越来越大。
However, as the pressure from the entire nation grew bigger and bigger.
面对到这个生命的危险的时候，所有的这些人呢，都为了保住自己，那所有的为了要这个立功，这个要赎罪呢，就把所有的事情都暴露出来。
And all of them started to protect themselves for fear of their lives, and all of them started to break their lies.
前后不到三个星期，所有真相就跑出来了。
In less than 3 weeks, the truth came in a light.
Colson 就说，水门事件叫我看见一个以谎言为本的这个密谋啊，很快就会被揭穿。
So Colson said, a conspiracy based on a lie will be broken very quickly.
无论行骗的人是多有权、多有势、多有头脑，这都持久不了。
Regardless of how powerful, how wise this liar is, this is not going to last.
当初的使徒们是当事人。
The apostles, the disciples were those who experiencing these things.
他们耶稣有没有复活，他们最清楚。
So whether Jesus has resurrected, they know the best.
他们又是一些不是搞政治的人。
And they were not politicians.
他们是非常软弱的渔夫啦，等等之类的各种各样不同的背景的人。
They were just weak fishermen and men from all kinds of background.
他们既然能够坚持不移的见证，他们亲眼看到耶稣。
However, they were able to hold fast to their testimony to prove that Jesus resurrected.
在各种各样的压力之下，仍然坚持。若是一个谎言的话，谁能做到？
Under all kinds of pressures, they were still perseverant. If this is a lie, how can they persevere?
使徒们竟然为这一个真理不怕死。
And that they were even willing to to face death.
今天讲不了太多，就讲这么一点。
I couldn't speak too long, so I'm just going to stop here.
但是我要回到最后一节。
But I want to come back to the last verse.
第十节说，我今日成了何等人，是蒙了神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的。
So verse 10, but by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect.
那这里说神所赐给我的恩不是徒然的。
So he said that God gave his grace to me not in vain.
前面他说，如果耶稣基督没有复活的话，我们信的都是徒然的。
So in the previous verses, he was saying that if Jesus didn't resurrect, then we believe in vain.
但是呢，今天我知道不是徒然的，因为我自己被神改变了，成为何等样的人，他的这个恩典在我身上不是徒然的。
However, now I know that this belief is not in vain because I became who what I am, and I know that his resurrection is not without effect on me.
我们今天有两位弟兄在我们当中受浸，他们也是要见证 我们这一位主复活的主怎么样在他们身上做改变。
So today we have two brothers to be baptized among us, and they are going to testify how Jesus has changed their lives.
我们有永健，不是爱家的永健，另外一个小永健。
So we have this little 永健, not the 永健 from the Agape Fellowship.
你知道还有一个永健牧师啊。
And you know there's also a pastor whose name is 永健。
然后我们有 Nathan 啊，我们这个 Youth 啊，在我们当中，他们两位要受浸。
And we also have Nathan Long, a youth to be baptized among us.
他们要见证这个真理到今天为止，仍然在他们身上不是突然的。
And they are going to testify that this salvation, this truth, even today on them is not without effect.
因为这个真理是真实的。
Because this truth is real.
如果不真实就是徒然的。
If this is not real, then this is in vain.
但是它不是徒然的，因为它是真的。
But this is not in vain because it's true.
那我也要问一下我们今天，基督徒们。
So I have a question to the Christians here today.
耶稣的复活是不是我们的盼望？
Is the resurrection of Jesus our hope?
早期的使徒们为什么不怕死的传这个福音？
In the early churches, why the disciples can risk their lives to spread the gospel?
有没有想过这个问题？
Have you ever thought about this question?
你想这个使徒们看到耶稣死了，钉在十字架上，他们怕死了，躲起来。
So the disciples, when they saw Jesus crucified on the cross, they were fearing for their lives and they hid themselves.
躲了三天，第三天耶稣复活之后，然后忽然之间，他们整个观点改了。
So they hid themselves for 3 days, and after they saw Jesus Christ resurrected, their entire life has changed.
然后他看到耶稣升天之后，他们祷告了，然后圣灵将来到他们当中之后，他们就不怕死的去传福音，为什么？
When they saw the ascension of Jesus, and during their prayer, the Holy Spirit descended on them, and then they do not fear for their lives anymore. Why?
因为耶稣复活告诉他们几件事情。
Because there are several messages coming from the resurrection of Jesus.
死亡不是最终的结局。
That death is not the final destiny.
在耶稣那里有复活的大能。
There is resurrection power in Jesus.
所以他们就不怕死。
So that they should not fear death.
他们大胆地去闯。
That they can be bold to spread the gospel.
我们当中有几个基督徒是这样子的。
How many of Christians among us are like this?
有多少人是为了那永恒而活的？
Who are actually living for this eternal life?
福音告诉我们说他为我们的罪死并且复活了，乃是告诉我们有一个永恒的一个人生，你要去为这个永恒的这个人生来打算的。
The gospel that he died for our sins and he resurrected actually tells us that there is this eternal life in front of us and that you have to plan for this eternal life.
我们看小孩子只想到说不想到以后的事情，只想到这个他们现在要玩电脑，我们就做父母的很伤心，就跟大骂他们一顿，说你们没有想到以后吗？以后你们要怎么生活
？So, parents, when we see our kids playing video games, they were actually very angry about what they're doing now. And then we would scold them. Haven't you thought about the future things? If you're playing video games now, what are you going to do in the future?
如果耶稣复活有这个永恒的这个生命的话。那你要想一想，你们今天在做什么？你只想到今生吗？你难道不知道永恒的事情吗？以后永恒要做什么
？If we truly understand that because of the resurrection of Jesus, we have this future eternal life, when we are doing things, how can we make the decision? Are we doing things, and then with the future eternity in our view?
回家想一想哈。
So please go back home and think about it.
你好好的服侍神。将来在神面前得奖赏，跟你为了这一生好好的退休，享受退休生活，这两样的这个决定，你是怎么决定的
？So still, if you are serving God with the view of eternal life in your mind, or if you're just having this current life, this retirement in your view.
我们的祷告内容是什么?
What is the content of our prayers?
我们要怎么去面对?
How are we going to face it?
所以你如果知道福音就是耶稣基督为我们罪而死
So if you truly understand that the message of the gospel is that Jesus died for our sins and he resurrected, you can stand on any circumstances in your life. Because you understand that our current life is only dozens of years, but we have this eternal life to look forward to.
今天再怎么辛苦，最多就是几十年结束，还有一个永恒的生命。
And however hard our current life is, it's just going to last for dozens of years, and we have this eternal life that we will enjoy.
所以使徒不怕死地去传这个复活的福音。
So that the disciples were so bold that they were willing to face death when they were spreading the gospel. Because they truly understand the meaning behind resurrection. For a Christian actually needs so many encouragements, so many push and so many kicks to be able to serve the Lord, then it means that he or she does not really truly understand the meaning of resurrection.
如果我们还继续为我们剩下几年来打算，而不是为了神国的事情、神家的事情来去摆上的话。
And if we're only planning for our current life, the future couple of years, and not planning for the eternal life that we are going to enjoy, this means that we still do not understand the true meaning of resurrection. No wonder many seekers cannot really see a resurrection testimony in our lives.
因为他只看到说我们在宝贵我们今生的生命，而不想往那复活永恒的生命。
Because the only thing that they see is that we treasure our current life and not really looking forward to our eternal life.
我们感谢神，他为我们从死里复活，真的给我们这个。 复活的盼望，我们若真的体会，那真的是让我们能够在今生今天能够站立得住。
And we really thank God for giving us this resurrection hope that we can stand in our current life.
我们来做个祷告。
And let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你，你给我们这个盼望，让我们能够因着复活的盼望，我们可以勇敢的往前走。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for giving us this resurrection hope, that because of this hope of resurrection, we can boldly move forward.
因你活着，我们能够面对今天、明天以及永恒。
Because you live, we can face today, tomorrow, and eternity.
高峰耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们来唱一首诗歌，然后因他活着，我们请 Kenneth 来带一下哈，然后呢，今天 Pastor Kendall 帮忙受浸，他会预备，我们先来唱这首诗歌。
So Brother Kenneth is going to lead us on another song because he lives. Oh, and Pastor Kendall is in charge of a baptism ceremony today.
Um, 好，我们一起站起来，我们一起来唱这首歌。